Those two girls, Constance and Sophia Baines, paid no heed to the manifold interest of their situation, of which, indeed, they had never been conscious. They were, for example, established almost precisely on the 53rd parallel of latitude. A little way to the north of them, in the creases of a hill famous for its religious orgies, rose the River Trent, the calm and characteristic stream of Middle England. Somewhat further northwards, in the near neighbourhood of the highest public house in the realm, rose two lesser rivers, the Dane and the Dove, which, quarrelling in early infancy, turned their backs on each other, and, the one by favour of the Weaver and the other by favour of the Trent, watered between them the whole width of England and poured themselves respectively into the Irish Sea and the German Ocean. What a county of modest, unnoticed rivers! What a natural, simple county, content to fix its boundaries by these tortuous island brooks, with their comfortable names, Trent, Meese, Dove, Tern, Dane, Meese, Stour, Tame, and even Hasty Severn. Not that the Severn is suitable to the county. In the county, excess is deprecated. The county is happy and not exciting remark. It is content that Shropshire should possess that swollen bump, the Wrekin, and that the exaggerated wildness of the peak should lie over its border. It does not desire to be a pancake like Cheshire. It has everything England has, including 30 miles of Watling Street. And England can show nothing more beautiful and nothing uglier than the works of nature and the works of man to be seen within the limits of the county. It is England in little, lost in the midst of England, unsung by searchers after the extreme. Perhaps occasionally somewhat sore at this neglect, but how proud in the instinctive cognizance of its representative features and traits.